KXSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 53,000 planes are expected to be taking off today, many of them carrying Memorial Day travelers. 44 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home between today and Tuesday. TSA Administrator David Pekoski says they're ready.
We'll see several over 3 million passenger days across the entire 430 airports that are in the United States. Now, that's a pretty big increase from last year. And last year was a really big increase from the year before. So record volumes without question.
Yeah, the roads and the highways will be even more crowded. The weather could be a factor for some travelers. Five people were killed in those twisters that tore through Iowa this week. That storm system headed now into the Northeast. The presidents of Rutgers and Northwestern universities, the latest leaders to be summoned to testify before House members about pro-Palestinian protests on their campuses. Justice Department filing a lawsuit against Ticketmaster parent company Live Nation, saying it holds a monopoly on ticket selling. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Weather officials confirmed that several tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin Tuesday night. Tornadoes mainly affected rural areas, but there were so many power outages and downed tree limbs in the streets in Madison that school was canceled. About 59,000 homes and businesses across Wisconsin lost power. Police in Waukesha are giving a tent community until the end of next week to pack up and leave. Waukesha Police Specialist Jason Fink says they're not targeting people because of their homelessness.
But it can lead into certain crimes, like if someone is trespassing or littering or loitering or being disorderly, and we get a call from someone in the community for us to go and address those situations.
The land is owned by an out-of-state corporation that only recently learned that people were living there. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The National Weather Service confirms Tuesday night's storms spawned at least five tornadoes in Wisconsin, including an EF1 that hit Kaukauna. The Kaukauna Twister was on the ground from 8:57 to 9:01 p.m. It cut a path that was 1.36 miles long and 50 yards wide. It measured wind speeds of 95 miles per hour, causing tree damage and damage to a few buildings. More than 50 people were displaced, and power was out for many. Falls are the number one reason for calls to the Oshkosh Fire Department. Fire Chief Mike Stanley.
Much more than heart attacks, car accidents, fires, any of the other things that you would picture that the fire department responding to, far and away we respond to more falls than anything else. And that's why, we've identified as such a great risk in our community and doing so much work to try to reduce that.
To help, the fire department has created a website called Call Before You Fall for residents to find support and resources to avoid falling. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Packers wrapping up OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. And the Packers wrapping up their first week of OTA practices today. They'll be back at it next week after Memorial Day. They've had a rash of torn pectoral muscle injuries in the weight room. Right tackle Zach Tom, tight end Tucker Kraft, and even Matt LaFleur suffering torn pec muscles while bench pressing, each requiring surgery.
Yeah, Tuck's going to be out until training camp. Hopefully he's back by training camp. If not, it should be early on. He's on the Matt LaFleur plan right now.
The All-NBA first team announced, and for the sixth time in a row, the Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo making the list. Baseball, Brewers losing 1-0 last night in Miami in a pitcher's duel that was over in an hour and 57 minutes. Willie Adames says he had a closed door meeting with Pat Murphy.
Me and Murph, we had a really good conversation for like 20 minutes. I told him, I said, I've been great mentally because I've been hitting the ball hard. It's just like you say, they haven't been dropping, but if you lose, it makes it worse,
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 77 this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, we'll drop to 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll check in with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel on the final chapters of Donald Trump's hush money election interference trial.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back. Hour 3. Oh, my gosh.
No way.
Yeah, it is.
Seems like I just got here, John.
I know. It's Jim.
Did I call you John? I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I'm kidding.
That's okay, because he has called you Frank Hermes this morning.
I know. That's why I did it.
Okay, we're even now. Let's make this last hour work.
What's worse, though, Frank Hermes or calling somebody John?
Oh, yeah. No. That hurt.
I think that's a winner, John. I'm sorry, Jim.
Okay, one more hour.
I was just kidding.
So Johnny's on vacation, and Frank Hermes from Let Me Be Frank Productions.
Hermes.
I love it. Whatever. I'm doing t-shirts. I am Frank Hermes.
I'm just going to say Let Me Be Frank Productions, because that's how everybody knows you. You MC, I don't know, how many MCs do you do a year?
I do a handful.
Yeah, I mean like.
I really enjoy it.
Like over 50.
Yeah, I do a lot.
Oh, it's got to be more than that.
A lot of auctions.
That's
a lot
one a week.
Of,
you do more than one a week.
I am Bill Jartz's stepsister.
Right.
So, yeah.
I can see the resemblance.
How about it? I mean, it's amazing. You start doing 2-3 of these things a week. Plus, you got to work. Plus, you got kids. I mean, it's just, but you love it. That's why you do it.
It's all about community and involvement. And you know, the community pays you back.
They do. And
Tenfold.
I went to a lot of events, and they were all great. I mean, I just never thought that, this is kind of a scam. They were all worth it and making the community better. And, you know, some were a little sad when it was, you know, the whole transplant, you know, but you got to do those things. They need money. But they were all great. Speaking of great.
Yes.
So many great things going on in our community. As you saw in the paper, we're one of the top 20 places to live. Used to be a little bit higher, but it's still a great place to live. And one of the reasons that Green Bay is such a great place to live is because of the services we offer. I mean, the amenities are great, right? We got Lambeau, we got Bay Beach. There's so many things going on. But and one of the things is when you get in, especially to a changing community, the demographic change that we're experiencing, the new workforce that's coming in, the literacy Green Bay is something that's been around. I don't know how long it's been around. I know my kids used to go and read and help out there. But we've got Eric Sponholz here, and he is the guy.
He is.
Who runs the Literacy Green Bay. Eric, welcome back.
Good morning. And you are?
Let me introduce you to Jim Schmidt, the
John,
mayor.
John.
Night winner.
There's so many names being thrown around.
Right. Well, I've been to a few of your events when you were at your other place, too.
That's right.
So, yeah,
that's right.
Just a lot of cool stuff going on.
That's right.
And how are you doing? How's everything going? You've been there, a year?
Yeah, well, it's been about 6-7 months.
Oh, 6-7 months.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you're there. What's happening at Literacy Green Bay?
Yeah, so we've, to answer your earlier question, we've been around for about 42 years.
Okay.
And just serving people in the adult education space, folks that have a lot of different stories, people from South Africa, people, Ukrainian refugees, Afghan refugees, Hispanic folks that, And it's so cool because a lot of the different stories, some people just want to read to their kids or be able to read to their kids at bedtime. Some people are looking for better paying jobs and things like that. And to have that communication back and forth, and that's really at the crux of our mission, is to be able to make them more productive citizens. Yeah. And one of the big ways to do that is through adult literacy, adult education.
And to be bilingual, that's cool. I mean, I've always been in awe of that. And you know, my brother, who's a Catholic priest, it's important, right? That you can speak, because, and I think you guys do a great job. And people, you know, I mean, they can have their own church, their own community, but really at the end of the day, you really got to get along with, or you got to really be able to talk to a lot of people.
And, yeah. Yeah.
There's companies that are only schooled for English.
Right.
And I think they're trying, but, you know, we have someone where I work at the New Community Shelter who is studying Spanish right now, because we need that. We have a person who's very fluent, but when she's gone, it's like, uh-oh.
Right.
So if they both give a little, if the people from, like you said, a different country come in here, if they could learn a little bit more about our language, we could learn a little bit more about theirs. And that's what you do.
Yeah, but being bilingual, you can kind of write your own ticket. And I think one of those, that's really important for our students and really important for our staff to kind of help. And we have wonderful instructors that help these students throughout the course of the semester. But I think it really speaks volumes when you have someone from a different country who's come over and their sole purpose, their sole goal is just to try and make a better life for themselves.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's turning into, okay, we're learning the language. We're being able to communicate better. That translates into a better paying job. And it translates into a company paying for their recertification in the U.S. or something like that. So when you stack things on top of each other like that, it really makes a large impact. And it kind of starts with us, where we can kind of help mold them to be able to head in that direction. We have a great partnership with NWTC, referring students out there for those higher level classes, but we like to focus on that pre-literacy, that level one, where you know, some of them can't converse, some of them can't pick out a picture on a page and tell you what that is. So trying to, you know, learn the fundamentals. It's like sports, you know, trying to learn the fundamentals. And once you get past that, you can really make an impact.
Speaking of fundamentals, Eric, the subtleties of language.
Yeah.
Are so vast, and especially in our culture, when you have somebody come, let's say from you know, Costa Rica or some country,
right?
And are you teaching that also, kind of like how to understand the body language, how somebody's talking to you, or how is it? I would think that would be a big thing.
Yeah, a lot of it is words on a page. Don't get me wrong, but and working through those things, but a lot of it couldn't be semantics and how people cross their arms and how people lean into different questions and in tonality and everything like that. That comes with time, but I think that, you know, our staff and our instructors do a nice job of trying to kind of teach that without teaching it, I guess. They kind of see it throughout the course of the class or throughout the course of the semester and trying to, you know, pinpoint those little things that can really go a long way.
And I think what you're kind of saying, for us sometimes to learn another language, we'll just go down for full immersion.
Right.
And then you see it all, you really pick it up, not just the language.
Yeah.
And I think that's all part of, like Frank said, the subtleties of speaking. There's a little bit more to it. And of course you want some great eye contact and everything else.
Right.
So tell me, how does one find out about you? I mean, I've been driven, you're still on Monroe, right?
Yes. Still on Monroe.
Okay. Yep. And, 42 years, I'm sure it's a lot of word of mouth, but how do you work with the schools, healthcare? How do you?
Yeah, we're fortunate to have some really great representation on our board from the Green Bay School District, from St. Norbert College, from, and you know, NWTC. I talked about that partnership before, but it's really, a lot of it is word of mouth and trying to work with those entities to be able to identify what types of students need the help, you know, really working with the workforce too, you know, places like JBS or American Foods, where we can get in there and have those conversations with people to try to get them in the door. And some of those companies too work with our workforce readiness programs. So they have classes at their company where their employees can, you know, kind of use our curriculum and use our instructors to be able to help them move forward.
I love it when companies bring these kind of programs.
It's huge.
It's huge. And they have a little responsibility to do some of that too.
Right.
I mean, you remember that plant up in, I don't know, it was in Ocano or what, Peshtigo or something. And when they shut down, some of these people couldn't read.
Right.
That was wrong on the corporate side.
Yeah.
It's like you owe it to your employees to, I mean, you don't have to, you know, know a lot, but they need to know the basics. And I think we have a responsibility to teach people how to do that. And I think that's great. Like AFG, I'm very familiar with them. And to bring the classroom to them. And that's awesome.
And it even translates into other nonprofits. I mean, we've been working with Aspiro too, you know, be able to kind of develop that. And some other partners as well. But again, at the end of the day, we always talk about as a staff, we always talk about getting 1% better each day in whatever it is that we're doing that day. And if you don't see students, how are you contributing to the overall impact of the organization? And so that the next day, we're just a little bit better than we were the day before. That's cool. And that's part of what we do with our students and the impact that we have.
How can you help the Literacy Council? I know you're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
How are you funded and how can we help you?
Yeah, so a lot of it is based around, we're primarily grant funded right now. We do have a wonderful donor base and wonderful corporate support, and we always have, and we're really grateful for that. So people can always go to our website, literacygreenbay.org, and find information on that. We're always looking for volunteers. I mean, we have volunteers that help file things. We have volunteers that work in our tutoring program, our one-on-one tutoring program. We have over 100 matches in that program right now. So, and those are people who are just giving of their time. You know, we don't pay them. They're just there because they love the work. They love the impact that they have. So anything from helping to clean our classrooms to helping to file things to really getting down and working with a student one-on-one to be able to improve that language and that communication. Everything kind of runs a gamut that way.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's cool when, I'm sure you're still doing this, but when my kids were younger, they would read the little younger kids, you know? And I think you had mentioned one time, sometimes for parents, it's tough to go and take some classes, but at TC, do you have daycare or do you have that here?
We're one of three, I believe, literacy councils in the state that offer childcare for our ELL classes.
Wow.
So we do that. We have morning and evening classes, fall, spring semester, and then a shortened semester in the summer. NWTC, I'm not sure how that works, but we do offer childcare, and that's a big draw for us. I mean, if you can't bring your kids, that's really tough because if you don't have anyone else to watch them, there's a lot of logistic things that go into it too. And being on Monroe, we're on the bus line, so it's easier for people to get there. But then when they bring their kids, we want to make sure they're taken care of too.
And what's your reach? I mean, we're kind of here in Appleton, Oshkosh. What is your reach?
So we do a lot, obviously, here in Green Bay, Brown County. I think that is really where we're trying to focus some of our efforts to, is try to expand outside of that a little bit. Again, the transportation thing is a little bit more difficult. But
I don't drive in 30, 40 miles. I don't know that that could happen. I don't know how. There's technology with Zoom and all that, but I don't know. I'm the last guy to give you advice on that. But I think it's really, really important is what I'm saying. And I think people, I think you can survive not without proper literacy, but boy, life is so much easier if you can.
Oh, geez, it's huge. And even some of the students that we've heard back from. We even have a student right now, a former student on our board, that has just offered a different perspective, offered a different, I went through it. I was in it. And now look where I'm at and look what I'm doing. So that's really nice to have that perspective too.
Hey, Eric, I'm going to put you on the spot because AI is so big right now. You got Google Translate on your phone.
Yep.
I do.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We use it from time to time.
You do?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Yeah. Full disclosure. We use it from time to time.
Is it spot on?
It has its moments.
Okay.
It does have its moments. And on it, honestly, not all of our staff are bilingual. I'm certainly not. I know the Spanish I know, but that's what happens.
I want to talk a little bit about that because I've got a comment on that AI stuff. And I want to talk to you. You've got an event coming up that I would like the community to know about. So can you stick around
a
couple more minutes? All right. We're going to be right back. This is Frank from Let Me Be Frank Productions. I'm not going to say your last name because I butcher it. And Jim Schmidt. We're going to be right back. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you are here to stay. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest refinancing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PaloWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This guy is one of my favorites, Roy Orbison. And Todd's being nice to me.
Were you just singing?
I was. I've seen him.
Thank God it wasn't John.
See? There
you
are.
You're on pitch,
now,
baby.
You're finally coming around. We're not here to talk about Roy Orbison. We're here to talk about Literacy Green
Bay. I have to give Todd some props for the music in and out of breaks.
Amazing.
A little Tom Petty, maybe.
Okay.
Later.
You got
American Girl, maybe.
I got it. You got it.
That'd be great.
But I'll tell you, what's interesting, Eric, is we'll be having a conversation with a guest or just between Johnny and I, and we'll say something, and all of a sudden, the music.
He's done it today.
He's listening.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It's like he's a Sherpa.
Right. Yeah. John,
I got to look that up.
Yeah, Sherpa. I just agreed with him.
I don't listen to John. John doesn't listen to me, but Todd listens to both of us.
That's right, which I think is very cool. You need that.
Yeah. So your organization, Literacy Green Bay, you have staff, but you also have a lot of volunteers that come in and tutor and help some in the mornings and the evenings. You may offer daycare.
Right.
A couple of questions. If I know someone who I think could benefit from your program, like what's the process? Do we call you or what's the deal?
Yeah, you can give us a call or you can go on. Again, you can go to our website. All the information's out there to kind of get in touch with someone. And we kind of, what we like to do is we like to talk with you, try to figure out,
obviously
what it is, where you're at, what you'd like to do and how you can help. The chances of us having a conversation with someone and saying, well, we don't have a place for you right now is very slim. We're going to be able to move people around and we're going to be able to find a place where it can work for them because we always have students. I mean, our ELL classes right now, we have about 180 students on the waiting list.
Oh, wow.
Or our tutoring program, we have, 20 to 30 students that are waiting to be matched with a tutor. So there's always that ability to be able to find the right spot for you. And if you give us a call or go on our website, you can find all the information.
Do you know how many languages we speak here in Greater Green Bay?
I don't have an exact number, but it's quite a few.
It is.
Some that I had never even heard
exactly.
of before.
I remember reading that one time and it was something. And Russian's a bigger language here than I think people think, there's just some other things. I mean,
that's Chapa. That's what I know.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
That was fluent.
Then you got to throw Youper in there. I'm just kidding.
Youper. That's John Ader.
What event do you have coming up, Eric? Tell us a little bit about something the community can maybe learn a little bit more about you or getting more engaged.
Yeah, you bet. We have our 11th annual appreciation breakfast coming up on June 19th out at the fourth floor at Lambeau. Was that
good? That was good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Did you teach him that too?
He's an old radio guy. He's got that big voice.
At the end of the classes, we go into voice acting. Yeah. we're out there June 19th at Lambeau, and really it's an opportunity for us to highlight a couple of different places. Our students who are just doing wonderful things, our volunteers, highlighting them, our corporate support that we have, and then really some of our outgoing board members. I think sometimes boards and board members, and I don't just say this because I report to them, but it's one of those things where they do a lot of work and provide a different perspective for us because we're in it day to day. They're not necessarily because they have personal and professional lives outside of those walls, but at the same time, they're able to provide that different perspective and help in ways that they're able to through the skill sets that they have.
And I'm on a couple of boards.
Yeah.
That's an important function.
They
meet once a month. They do a lot of work outside of the classroom, I'll tell you that.
Right.
But, I mean, they're really responsible for your strategic goals, your planning. And quite honestly, the financial to make sure that you're sustainable. And boards have a huge responsibility. And it's great to serve on a board, but you want to get board members that are going to work at it. And you have that over there. I mean, I've been to a couple of your breakfasts, and I think you've been very blessed to have some great board members.
Definitely.
Hey, Literacy Green Bay, I think a lot of us, when we hear that, we think of verbal, but you go past that, right? Don't you teach them reading, writing? Do you get in all that?
Yeah, so the curriculum that we use is really designed to do a little bit of everything as far as, you know, writing and the language and, you know, contractions and outside of getting all into all of that. But really, it's the back and forth, you know, so one student to another being able to communicate that way. It's not just the teacher standing up at the front and lecturing and going through the workbook and flipping the pages and things like that. So it's really trying to, once they've established a baseline, and we do pre-tests and post-tests and things like that, but once they establish that baseline, it's how can we match students with other students that have similar experiences and have been levels. In similar levels to be able to work between them as well.
Retention. So, how do they retain that information? Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah, it's a lot of review. I know a lot of our instructors go back after each class and kind of revamp what they've been doing. And again, having that back and forth, I think, is really important. We have a teacher at the front that speaks English. She doesn't speak a lot of Spanish, but she speaks English. She's trying to get the point across, and they need that follow up, and that's what we try and do.
So we're with Eric Sponholz, who a lot of you know him because he's been Mr. Nonprofit in our community. We've been very blessed to have him at the Volunteer Center and at the Boys and Girls Club, and now he's the Executive Director at Literacy Green Bay. And do you have a job for Frank to come and teach him how to sing, or you're not there?
Yeah, I mean, one of the big pieces of our curriculum is, you know, how Elvis grew up.
That was right, man.
Aha!
I can tell, man.
Yeah, and we didn't know he was right here, you know.
There you go.
So we'll have to bring him over. Yeah. We'll have to bring him over.
No, with your organization, I want to tell you that I teach at TC, and I was invited to speak to a class that much more advanced.
Sure, sure.
But, Frank, you would have liked this, and so would John, and so would Todd. They brought in, because I was the guest speaker, everybody brought in a dish native to their country.
Uh-huh.
That was like the best potluck ever.
Right.
Wow.
Ever.
Right.
Yeah. Ever. And I think they all put a little bit more into it.
Yep.
It was great. It was like a really fun class. And the food was excellent. They all explained it, you know, what it was.
Sure.
So that's kind of cool. I think you learn, besides the language, probably a little bit more about their culture.
We just had a picnic for our spring semester last weekend. And the food and everything. And it's so, they're so proud.
They are. That's what I'm saying.
You know,
it was like
they're so proud to do it.
And, you know, far be it for me to sample everything, but I had to force it down, Frank.
Well, it's across you. Trainer now, so you got to.
I do have a personal trainer now,
Mayor. It's across you must bear, right? Yeah,
I did. I had to do it.
Yeah.
I stayed after, and then they gave me some dishes to take home, and but you know, this could really be a fun thing for tutoring, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to learn. Obviously, you're going to help someone. You know, learn how to really advance more in this community and learn another language, but. You're going to learn a little bit more about their culture and what's important to them, and I'm sure that's going to be an exchange of information as well as just the language.
We always say it impacts the volunteers as much as it impacts the students.
Yeah.
And that really is it. Some of our longtime volunteers or longtime people who have been matched with a student in the tutoring program, that's why they keep coming back, is because each and every year it means a little bit more. And yeah, they have students that they go with from year one to when they finally graduate out of the program. But it turns into a family type of situation.
Relationship
and,
building.
And that's really important. And even in our ELL classes, I mean, a lot of that is family. I mean, we're in the basement of Monroe. There's no windows down there. It's very, you know, you could say it's very dark and things like that, but we try to make it as welcoming as inviting as we can, because it does, by the end of the semester, it is a family down there.
Yeah, that's cool. And they're focused on each other. I privileged to sit in on some of those, and they got good energy, and people are there because what's cool about people are there because they want to be there.
Exactly.
You don't really force people to go there. So literacygreenbay.org.
Good stuff.
Yes, this is great. If you want to volunteer, if you want to learn more, go to that website. And then make sure you write on your calendar June 19th over at Lambeau, fourth floor. It's going to be a breakfast just honoring, you know, the students, the volunteers, outgoing board members. It's just great.
It's awesome. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks for all you do. I mean, we need people like you to lead, and you're doing that. You're doing it better than really anybody I know. So thanks for being here.
Appreciate it. Todd, thanks for taking us out.
Oh, yeah, Tom Petty. Mino and Frank. No, it's not mine. Frank, it's Mayor and Frank.
I got you.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm leaving. Good night. Good night, everybody. All right.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is allowing hunters to take 12 elk this year. The Department of Natural Resources announced the quota for this year's elk hunt yesterday. There's a lottery for elk permits, and hunters can win it just once in their lifetime. The deadline to apply is the end of next week. Hunters and fishers in Wisconsin are keeping a close eye on lawmakers' work on the 2024 federal farm bill. Aaron Sandquist with Pheasants Forever says the bill needs strong private land conservation protection.
We have a lot of needs in states like Minnesota and Wisconsin, particularly in the prairie areas, and private land habitat provided by the Farm Bill, like CRP, is critically important.
Advocates say 40 million people would lose access to hunting and fishing opportunities without the Conservation Reserve Program. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin lawmakers are at odds over what to do with the Green Bay Correctional Institution. One side, Village of Alloway, Brown County Sheriff's officials, and State Representative David Steffen, call for the 126-year-old building to be closed and a new state-of-the-art facility to be built. On the opposing side, Governor Tony Evers, in a letter sent to Alloway officials this month, says any changes at GBCI need to be part of a larger comprehensive plan for all correctional facilities in the state. Get ready for over 50 flavors of cheese and pasta goodness as the Mac and Cheese Festival takes to the Fox City Stadium in Appleton on July 27th. The event, held in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana in the past, has spent the last 2 years in Oconomowoc. Tickets include food and drink sampling tokens, a drink sampling cup, and a lanyard. Tickets go on sale today at WisconsinMacAndCheeseFest.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. When it comes to memorable toilet scenes in movie history, Jeff Daniels stands, or sits, alone. Daniels, who starred in Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey, looked back on his iconic bathroom scene, saying his agents didn't want him to do the film because of it, and thought it would ruin his career as a serious actor. Daniels was scared they might be right, but stayed the course because he wanted to work with Jim Carrey. Daniels says he spent over 2 hours on the toilet while filming and made so many faces he almost passed out. He told USA Today recently that Clint Eastwood pulled him aside at a charity golf outing in reference to the scene, saying that the same thing happened to him on a date after eating shellfish that didn't agree with him. Not sure if Clint understood Daniels was only pretending to have a blowout, but either way, Dumb and Dumber went on to make almost $250 million at the box office, and despite the fact that toilets were destroyed, Daniels' career was not. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by Your Boat Club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop Your Boat Club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 77 this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, we'll drop to 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Give your wardrobe a breath of fresh air and contribute in a meaningful way at Brinkley's Boutique, 419 North Main in downtown Oshkosh. Brinkley's Boutique is named after the owner's granddaughter, Brinkley, who has special needs known as Williams Syndrome. May is Williams Syndrome Awareness Month, and Brinkley's has a number of ways for you to have fun, help raise awareness, and funds for research. To learn more, log on brinkleysboutique.com. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5. Saturday 10 to 3.
Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday, that's Friday Eve, to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're doing early grievances because we're only committing to Thursday at this point. See you on the radio.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6, 9. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to our last half hour of the morning. Frank, this has been fun. We're here with Frank Hermes from Let Me Be Hermans. Hermans.
Just so it's not, let's keep it Hermes.
Frank.
No. So I am think, Frank. Think Herman Munster, right?
You yeah, that's
him,
right.
That's
Herman,
how
they Herman.
Call me that. They used to call me that when I was in grade school.
Really?
Herman Munster, yeah.
I mean, you could play him. You could.
I could.
You got
could.
The height.
I played him. Right. I did a show called The Munsters.
And you were...
And Ring? I was Herman.
Oh, okay, I love that show, by the way.
Yeah. That, yeah, we, there's so much in that show when you watch it now than when we were a kid.
Yeah.
They really were ahead of their time.
They
that
were.
Is some
good
funny,
writing.
Funny stuff.
Good writing.
So anyway, we talk about good things. Something that Green Bay is known for and is, of course, we support a lot of things here, but is the farmer's market. And did you know, we don't have time to give something away, but how old is the downtown Green Bay Farmers Market? Frank, don't say anything.
I know this. I know the answer.
Okay.
Say it.
Everybody's guessing a number in their head. Well, see, I've been going there. Oh, God, I think my parents went to that. Yeah, that's going to be 50 years old. No.
My grandparents. My
I think my grandparents. Do you know that that Farmers Market this year is 107 years
no
old?
No way.
Yep.
Yes,
it is.
Wow.
And we are here with the... What are you, the director responsible? What do they call you?
Well, whatever. You guys are the farmer's market manager.
Okay. I know you're pretty title heavy over there, which is cool. I mean, that's all right. That's all right. It's put on by downtown Green Bay.
It is.
And you do a lot of things, right? Fridays on the Fox,
some of
these events, but your really responsibility is the farmer's market on Saturday mornings. And so we're here with, I'm going to get this right. I know I butchered my name and John's and Frank's, but Lumia?
Very close.
Yes.
Lumiai.
Lumiai.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lumiai.
Lumiai. Lumiai.
Yeah.
Yes. Lumiai.
Yep.
Kizzy.
That is correct.
All right. Yeah. So Lumiai. Lumiai. Well, whatever.
You didn't go for the facts, eh?
Mrs. Kizzy. We were talking, and we want to get into the farmer's market because there's a lot of, that's the original farmer's market.
I mean,
a lot of these things have, you know, grown into festivals, wine, beer, and which is nothing wrong with that. It gets people out, but and go into the evening. But yours is the original, right? What time you kick that off? Like
we kick off at 7 a.m. Until noon, and that is every Saturday for 23 Saturdays, starting this Saturday, May 25th, until October 26th.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
You got to get your vegetables.
That's right.
You do. And then later in the year, you get your pumpkins and everything else. It's just very cool how you keep pace with everything that's going on. And I think what people need to know about that farmer's market, and that's the only one I really know a lot about, is that stuff is grown here.
Locally.
You go out and inspect it. Because if
we
some guy's
do.
Bringing you stuff do. In and... We've had people that swear up and down they grew it, and then we go out to their place. It's like, where?
Yes, yes. Actually, our first farm visit is scheduled in about a month, and that's just because we're waiting for some of the harvest to come in.
Right.
So do these vendors, do they apply? So you got to go and inspect?
They don't apply to be inspected.
Okay.
They just get, hello, I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I'm sure some of those conversations aren't real comfortable, but most of them are really legit. And some of them have been around for a long, long time.
They are.
And the flowers you bring in there and everything else is just very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So at 7 o'clock, you are ready to go.
Yeah.
Because you start like 4:30.
Our road closures start at 4. Our vendors start coming at 5 in the morning.
Yeah,
they get an hour and a half to set up, and then 7 o'clock is go time.
You know how I know that, Frank?
How do you know that?
We would get a couple complaints from the people who live there.
Would you really?
of setting up.
But, in the lofts there?
Yes, but hey, that's part of living in an urban environment. That's a very, very cool event, and they can just walk out their door and they're right there. The big move that we made was from the Associated Bank parking lot down here on Washington Street. And that is really working, right? I mean, I love it.
It is. It is. We have just had some amazing feedback from the customers as far as the feeling of community right down in the heart of downtown, right on Washington.
And how many vendors do you have?
Oh, gosh.
It's great. And it's amazing you fit them in that block.
It's like playing Tetris, but really,
right?
We have over 100 vendors between.
What? Yeah.
Right now, I can't be exact, but about 130 vendors on any given week.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Like you got a vendor that has a prime group of tomatoes, and they sell out. How do they get more tomatoes in? You're pretty.
Next Saturday.
The following Saturday. That's come early. Yeah. Come early.
Do
the
they
early
sell
bird
out?
Gets the worm. Yes, they do.
Wow.
They do.
And if they don't, and I want to just remind people, I work at the new community shelter, and sometimes they drop stuff off there. And
that
there's nothing
true.
Like fresh vegetables, right? And we serve that actually that afternoon or that evening. So very cool. And that happens over at Broadway, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just great, great vendors. But I want to get back to why, I mean, I had big celebrations, 25 years in business, 50 years in business. I mean, 107 years in business. You're doing something right. And I think the biggest thing is the fact that it's really original, homegrown in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Has it changed a lot? I mean, I haven't been going there, I don't know, 30 years, but has it changed a lot? It's pretty much, sometimes consistency is great.
Consistency is great. And what we really want to do is bring that feeling of, you know, when I was a child. This is what we did. This is what we did with our family. And it's those just creating a space for those memories where they're able to take a stroll and say, you know what? I did this with my parents. And we do get a lot of out-of-towners that come as well. And they haven't seen anything like it because we are a true, true farmer's market. Our market ratio, which we try to really live by, is 70% produce, 20% prepared packaged foods, and 10% arts and crafts. We've added some programming with the live music and yoga, which is just such a added benefit for those who are really conscious about healthy living.
You have yoga?
We do from 8 to 8:45.
Okay, because Mino lives down here.
Yeah,
need to come.
We'll sign him up.
Yeah.
We'll sign him up.
You don't have goats there, right? Goat yoga? It's just right out there. Mino could use some goat.
More than that. Yeah. More than that.
He is the goat.
And even that 10% of... I know, arts and crafts.
Right.
That's all artisan too. That's all homemade, right?
And they're all homemade.
Yeah.
Correct.
Artesian.
Yeah.
Artesian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean. Because I bought some soaps and things that people actually, they make this stuff.
And they're like the goat soap. We have a
vendor. Right. Goats.
Let's talk about goat. We have Floppy Ear Farms,
yep,
who is going to be joining us for the first time at the Saturday's Farmers Market. Yes, they've, you know, been with us for the winter's Farmers Market. But this will be their first time joining us on Saturday. And they have 45 plus acres of land where they have their goats and all of their soaps come from what is on their from their livestock, which is amazing.
Floppy Ear Farms.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going.
I kind of like that name.
Bunnies are. Let me ask you a question.
That's
what
I was thinking. The
whole programming thing, because I go to the farmer's market every year, is you do have some entertainment. And I got to tell you, because you're walking around, you want to sit down, take a little break, maybe have a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that in the parking lot, right?
Yeah.
In the Washington Professional Building parking lot, right at the heart of the center, going into
the
food court.
Who's playing this week? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh my gosh, you can't do that.
I'm an entertainment guy, so
yes,
I got to know.
That's what he does for a living.
That's what I do.
You have to come out. Yeah. I can't tell you. Yeah. It's a surprise.
Oh, that's right. It's a surprise. Is it you, Frank?
No, it's not me.
Oh, I thought it was.
It's Frank Hermes.
I know, but I thought maybe. I know, but I was wondering if it was you that was going to play, and you were trying to build it up. How great you are! Oh, you're in Iowa. That's right.
Iowa.
You're with. You know who's playing? Mickey Dolan.
Mickey Dolan's monkeys.
Oh, he's going to be down there. Seeing him. You don't know who Mickey Dolan is, but anyway, we're a lot older than you. This is cool that you're doing this, and this starts this Saturday.
Right.
No admission.
No admission. Free to the public.
And where the tables and chairs are to sit down, there's some kind of food, not food trucks, but there's that guy who does...
Food court.
Yes. That guy does that egg sandwich.
Oh.
A little bit of a line there, but that's okay. I wait.
And there's ample parking. There is ample parking. Yeah. It's so easy to get to.
It is.
And you can just walk around the city. It's
and
cool.
They have the restrooms as well.
And Jim, you could get your business you guys were talking about earlier today, the
line
stander, right?
Line
you
standers.
Could get people line to stand standers. In line for the sandwiches.
Line
I
standers.
Like it.
You know what? That's the thing. We're going to do that.
We're going to start line standing.
You want to sign up?
Yeah.
You'll get...
No,
they get 25 weeks.
Let me handle this part.
Okay.
Let me handle this part.
I'm not good at negotiating.
You get $15 an hour to stand in line and... then when our when the person
when the
who
sandwich
really wants,
is ready
when the sandwich is ready, then the person you stand in line for will sneak in and take over your spot.
That's a pretty cool concept. I'd like to see it rolled out. You gotta let me know when you start.
We're recruiting at the NFL. At the and we're gonna be proud of it. Wow. We're gonna be very, you're gonna be proud. It's gonna be and at the NFL draft. It's gonna be a draft line stand. And it's going to look like, wow, you are cool. It's like, yeah, how do I get to be one of those? No. There's a lot of training and practice because you have to stand there and wait for the line to open. So it's going to be very cool. We're gonna sell a lot of these. So, yeah, we will pay you.
It's all about resiliency. Yeah.
Oh, we'll goodness.
Pay $15. That's good money. You can sit there and listen to your iPod. I know. So it might be $10, but for you, I'll pay $15.
Wow.
Because I like you.
You see how you negotiate?
Yeah, I see that. I'm doing it all
now,
wrong.
Now, if you have to stand through the night, we could go up to $17.50.
$17.50. Yeah.
If you stay all night, could like for maybe a concert, but like what we talked about.
I take premium only if it's raining, okay?
All right.
If you want to get that first tomato, right? You know, in the morning, stay all night.
I don't think Lance did it for that. The vendors that you have, do you have a waiting list or do you accommodate pretty much everybody? Tell me about how to get into that. Because I think there's people listening saying, man, I'd love to display my homemade soap or something. Or I'm growing the best tomatoes ever.
Well, it's fun. It's fun in the sense that anyone who has been there in the past is given opportunity to come back. So we give first right of refusal to our current seasonal vendors. And right now I can tell you, we don't have a lot of seasonal vendors who are like, I'm not coming back. It's just such a great market that they keep coming back. And so as far as your ask of a waiting list, yes, we do have a waiting list. However, when it comes to produce, we're a little more open. I wish there were more farmers.
Yes. Yeah. Will there be fresh flowers again?
Oh, always fresh flowers.
I love buying the fresh flowers.
It's such an affordable price.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, we had a friend of ours and he went and cleaned you out on a Saturday. His kid was getting married that afternoon.
Yeah. Oh,
he's smart.
Yeah, it was smart. For the tables
very
and stuff,
smart.
Bought them all from there.
He bought them all, cleaned them up. Hey, go home, farmer.
This guy was a doctor, too.
He could
have gone somewhere else.
Does he want to join line standers?
He might. Okay. He would. Okay. This guy's anyway.
Entrepreneur. Yeah.
But no, it's just, it's always so nice for $8 to really make your home look very special for the weekend.
And they're fresh. They're literally fresh cut flowers that are coming straight from the garden. Transportation, you didn't have to. Worry about it being from a big box store.
Right.
So,
but if you wait till closer to noon, you could maybe get them for $5. I don't know. That's what I heard.
I didn't hear that. That's
what I heard.
Okay. Yeah.
No, some guy told me, I was reading this article about because I think everybody wants a deal, but he's like, look, stop trying to get a deal at the farmer's market. These people have worked hard.
So people are negotiating at the farmer's market?
Well, I don't know if they negotiate. I think some people, that's
they're
just
bartering.
In their nature.
Yeah,
they're bartering.
They're bartering.
Right. Yeah. But wait till the guys just let them alone. You know,
Jim will bring in old key to the city that he's still got.
Trying to auction that off.
Flowers. Yeah.
Well, I tried to trade some show tickets for potatoes once.
See, so much for my key to the city. Yeah. This is a great event. And how many do you need volunteers? Should we put a shout out for volunteers? Or are you pretty good?
We're actually pretty good. We hire our event crew.
Okay.
We have an event crew of anywhere between 5 to 6 that work with me on every single Saturday. And that's just really been successful for us because we've got a routine of how we do things. And that's how we've been able to be pretty successful because there's training that's involved with putting down tables and chairs, you know?
Yeah. How many steps are you getting? How many steps are you getting on Saturday?
Probably an average about 14,000 to 15,000
nice.
Steps.
Okay.
Your next
opening. Yeah. The guy he can use it. He tells us how many steps he took, and then he's like, "Well, show us." He goes, "Well, no, it's upstairs. Pedometers or whatever they're called." Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for doing this. We're looking forward to this Saturday. Kicks off 7 a.m. Farmers Market, downtown Green Bay. 107 years of great, great service to our community and product. And thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Very good.
Frank.
Yeah.
You and I will be right back.
We will.
Well, in a minute.
Okay.
All right. We'll wrap it up then. Right. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
It's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the movers.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Oh, close. I missed it.
All right, welcome back. Sorry. Let me be Frank Productions and me. How's that? There, I didn't butcher either one of
no,
those.
No, try it. I want to try the name.
Do it.
Frank Hermans.
Wow. There you go.
Right. It only took 3 hours.
It's well, okay.
Just but I, got 10 I gave you the
left.
Trick, right?
You
I
did.
Gave you the trick.
Yeah, Herman Munster.
Herman Munster.
Yeah, which is we could spend a show on that show because what's
Fred
in
Gwynn.
There?
Yeah, oh Fred Gwynn. What a talent!
And
he was so talented.
Yeah,
and he had just, that weird face. That's why it worked great for him.
It's fun. Yeah. This farmers market. That kind of there's a lot of kickoffs this summer.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean. Obviously, Memorial Day is kind of a kickoff to summer. Farmers Market gets kind of kickoff to summer. And all these graduations, you know, those are all kickoffs to summer. And boy, did I love that. My birthday is June 7th. And no matter, out of all the gifts, the best gift I would get pretty much every year, every other year, was the last day of school. I hated school. That was always
and
cool.
And for your birthday, right. Little Jimmy.
I don't know.
No school.
Yeah, just no school. You're no school. School. It's like, okay, I'll take it. So, but no, LeMay, who runs that farmer's market, that's amazing. 107 years old.
107 so, yeah, years. I wonder cool. if they have any fruit from 107 years ago.
Yeah, Frank.
Canned. Canned?
Yeah.
No, Frank.
So that's going to be cool. I think. I hope people support that. That's a great thing.
Well attended. It's well attended.
All right. And you and I, she just said, make sure you guys stop down and visit us, see the entertainment, have something to eat. Mm-hmm. And both of us are out of the state.
We are.
You're with Mickey Dolan.
Yep.
And I'm with my granddaughter.
And you're with all the Nashville.
Baptism. With all the Nashville people.
Baptism in a river.
I know, it's just, park. Don't tell my mom that.
Okay.
I mean,
mom's not listening.
No, she
is. Does. Okay, sorry, mom.
No, because, you know, but my daughter just, that's what their church does.
That's
and
cool.
It's an awesome church.
Yeah.
And Episcopalian down at Vanderbilt. And, you know, when we go there, and like I said, I hope they bring the band, or I should say the music.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a band.
The band. So Vanderbilt University, that is a really cool place.
Oh, yeah.
Is it right there?
Well, it's the church is right on campus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful facility.
Well, you know, and people look at Nashville, and I happen to like that city. I was going to move there, and we talked about it, and I got a job offer down there, but I don't know. I really love Green Bay, and it's so easy to go there. They have that Allegiant Airlines. They fly down. It's an hour and 14 minutes direct from Appleton to Nashville.
Boom.
And, you know, the trick to them is you get their credit card, then you can pick your seat. You know, they don't, and choose.
So you almost moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have had radiator heat down there.
That's true.
You think about that with your home here?
Yeah. No, my wife's really happy with where she works and newcomers.
What was the job? Can we ask? Were you going to be
it was real estate. It was commercial real estate.
Really?
I'm a broker. I got a broker's license.
Okay.
It was, and.
Wow, a lot of hats. You owned a paper company, your mayor, your. Sell real estate.
Yeah,
you're a radio host.
And you know where it gets you.
T-shirts for the tornado.
And look where it gets you. No, I'm. This
you
is,
don't
this
do this
is,
for money anyway.
No,
this
no,
is all love.
Yeah, it is every day.
Community,
every
baby.
Day. No, I commercial, and that's booming down there.
Oh my God, is it ever?
And the
real estate
company,
is crazy.
It was great, and we had interviews with them. It was all Zoom. Right, I never went down there to interview, but I did tell them that my darling's down there. We're thinking of moving down there, and I looked at some places, but I don't know. I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah.
I mean, I. And you really don't want to, I don't know. You really want to move at my age? You know what I mean? I mean, I like
you know
visiting,
what? You're at a point in your life where you can travel where you want.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. So Amy and I, we've already discussed when I'm done with this, we're going to live in Scotland for a month.
Really?
We're going to do them because you can. It's very inexpensive.
Yeah.
We're going to live there for a month and then we'll travel. And kids, see you later.
Why Scotland?
I love Scotland.
I've never been there.
It's our third time going there this summer. Bring the whole kids. We love history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can get it there.
And you believe it or not, Scotland? 5 million people. There's nobody there. You go to the Highlands, there's nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Edinburgh is crazy. Don't get me wrong, but we love the tranquility, and there's over 1,000 ruined castles, and we've probably visited 200 of them.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to hit another.
I know you're into that much.
I am way into medieval history. I'm into anything to do. And everybody left Scotland. I mean, when they came to the United States in the 1850s and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so Scotland, yeah, it's different.
Yeah, you rediscover
and
I want
to talk like them, T. So the Clan MacGregor of the Clan McCracken McCrackens.
Let me guess. Is there a...
McHermans? No.
Okay.
I'm Irish.
Know if you had a show about that or something.
Oh, I will write one.
You know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And do 30 days.
Yeah.
Airbnb or do you get...
That's what we'll do. And when we're going this time, we're going for 2 weeks this time. We bring the whole kids and we just get a place now. We used to like stay in castles and stuff and it was quite expensive. So we decided to go little... And flights have gone down. Flights have really gone down. And so we're staying in one place. And we got six people, and then we just leave for the day. You can get anywhere in Ireland, or I mean in Scotland, in 2 hours.
Yeah, see.
You know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You want to go anywhere in Wisconsin, it's 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah. Think about it. And Scotland's smaller than Wisconsin.
Right. Do you drive then? You get a car?
Yep.
Is it on the left-hand side?
It's on the left-hand
side. That's
and
weird.
I get a manual transmission because it's so much fun. It's Mario Andretti.
So you're driving on the left side, yeah, manual? Wow, that would be.
It is so cool.
Yeah.
I snub it a lot.
Do you know anybody over there?
No.
Okay. I didn't know if after going so many times you had some relation or family or somebody. That's cool.
No.
Do you take a tour or do you just do this all online? And
my wife is so good.
Yeah,
yeah. She's got a phone and we just find places. We plan the day out. But I do not like the breakfast every day. So we don't get that blood sausage and haggis and all
that. I don't know.
You like that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do the cold cuts like for breakfast.
Yeah. Their bacon is not the same as ours.
No. That's a treat, man. That's just, yeah. Anyway, yeah. I just want to thank our guest today. This was fun.
Yes. What a great day.
You know, it's nice that Lisa Hale came on and gave us the news from, she's a news bureau chief from Civic Media, that Kakana, you know, hearts are with them, but, you know, nobody was hurt or nobody was seriously injured. So, you know, they'll come together. Communities are great.
Lots of firewood. Firewood sale down there.
And of course, John Gruley was so interesting from Oshkosh Festivals at Crossroads 41. That is going to be a cool event. That's coming up in August. Mm-hmm. And you can get your tickets now, though. You just go to their website. I wrote that down.
xcrossroads41.com.
Yep. Wow, Todd on the spot.
On top of it.
Instead of Johnny on the spot, you're Todd on the spot.
I would have had it. It was coming up here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I would have had it.
I would have had it for him.
And how about that Literacy Green Bay, what Eric's doing over there? I mean, that's very cool. And if you want to help tutor kids, you want to mentor, if you just want to help there at Literacy Green Bay, that's a good thing. Yeah. And then, of course, tomorrow we kick off the downtown Green Bay Farmers
Saturday.
Market.
Saturday.
A Saturday.
Yep.
Where the big ones run. Saturday.
There you go.
I thought today, I got to work tomorrow.
Oh, listen to that, and man. They're playing our song, man.
Say hi to Mickey Dolan.
We'll do.
You're going to have fun down there.
Feel my temperature rising. Yeah. I'm doing karate kicks.
It's just so good. This is so much better than mine. Thank you for being here, Frank.
Thank you. Anytime,
Frank Hermans, Let Me Be Frank Productions. See him on his shows at the Meyer Theater. Frank, have a nice trip.
You too, buddy. Enjoy.
We will.
Enjoy Nashville.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
My brain is flaming. I don't know which way to go. Your kisses leave me high. Like the sweet song of a choir. You light my morning sky. Burning love. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I feel my temperature rise.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Earl Ingram.
Join me Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar to answer your questions. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Get-
Give your wardrobe a breath of fresh air and contribute in a meaningful way at Brinkley's Boutique, 419 North Main in downtown Oshkosh. Brinkley's Boutique is named after the owner's granddaughter, Brinkley, who has special needs known as Williams Syndrome. May is Williams Syndrome Awareness Month, and Brinkley's has a number of ways for you to have fun, help raise awareness, and funds for research. To learn more, log on brinkleysboutique.com. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.